Welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast with your hosts, Tony Castelnova from DisneyByTheNumbers.com and Parkhopper John from WDWParkhoppers.com. Keep your hands, arms, feet, and legs inside the podcast at all times and get ready for the Disney Parks Podcast.
Have you ever come to Orlando and you're the person that has to make all the dining plans, all the fast passes, get all the tickets? Well, we have a service that can help you do this. This is the best service. They are themeparkconcierge.com. You can call them up at 407-257-9973. Tell them your plans. They'll send you a little profile, get some information about you and your traveling party, what you want to do, what you don't want to do, and then they can set up a custom plan for you. And they'll take you around the parks. They'll make the dining plans. They'll get the fast passes. They'll take you to Walt Disney World. They'll take you to Universal. They'll take you to Busch Gardens, to SeaWorld, to Legoland, to all of those places, and they will do all of the work for you. Contact them at themeparkconcierge.com. Check them out on Facebook at facebook.com/RamonVIPconcierge or email them at ramon@themeparkconcierge.com. I am telling you, you will not be disappointed. And if you tell them the Disney Parks Podcast sent you, you'll get 10% off your order.
And now, the Disney Parks Podcast infotainment segment.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to the Disney Parks Podcast. We have a fascinating show for you this evening. Jessica Danker is with us, and she runs a website called Recycle Ears. Now, that might not sound like amazing, but let me tell you, if you see the artwork that she does with a pair of mouse ears, it's incredible. She has some of the most amazing designs from some of your favorite characters, from, you know, fantasy to Star Wars. It's incredible what she does with mouse ears. You're with me here, Recycle Ears. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the show, Jessica Danker.
Hi, thanks so much for having me.
All right, Jessica, we'd like to ask everybody, how did your Disney journey begin? How did you... You must have a passion for Disney and Disney stuff if you're making Recycle Ears.
Yeah, I've loved Disney my whole life. When my parents, I mean, they went to Disneyland on their honeymoon, so it was kind of, it's just in the family. We went every year when I was a kid, and it's always been a part of me. And then I had my own kids, and that kind of starts a whole new passion, and you know, you have a new excitement and going, and new experiences, seeing it through their eyes too. And so that's just kind of pushed me up through adulthood, and I think I'm the biggest kid of the family now.
We talked a little bit before we came on air. I'm going to assume I know the answer, but I would love for you to tell me, if you had to choose Disneyland or Walt Disney World, which park would you choose?
I would choose Disneyland.
No, I'm kidding. No, that's great. No, I'm kidding. Disneyland is so amazing. When was the first time you went to Disneyland?
I think the first time I went to Disneyland, I was a toddler. So I had to have been two or three at the most.
Wow. So that was Disneyland. Have you been to Walt Disney World?
Oh, yes. I've been to Walt Disney World. I also had the opportunity to go to Disneyland Paris. And I thoroughly enjoy all of the parks. I only say that Disneyland is my favorite because it's intimate and it's home. I love that that's where Walt walked.
I love that you said that. That's what I say every time. I live literally on the other side of Animal Kingdom, and I didn't grow up to going to Disney, but for the last 11 years, I've been a huge Disney fan, and I've been privileged to go to Disneyland 3 times, and every time I go, my wife and I do the exact same thing. We make a beeline for Walt's apartment. Mm-hmm. We put our hands on the bricks, the firehouse, and we just thank Walt, and we cry. And then we go play like little kids. So that is home for me, only because Walt walked there. But my, you know, I live in Walt Disney World, and I gotta give Disney World props. So that's my story. Tell us how you came up with the idea for Recycle Ears.
Well, we went to, let's see, it was 2011. My brother-in-law got married. We went back east. And when we were there, they happened to be doing Star Wars weekends. And my husband is a huge Star Wars fan. So we decided we would tag on a little vacation at the end of the wedding celebration. And we wanted to do autographs. And I love the autograph books and all the different ideas people have. But I wanted to do something different. And so I thought, you know what? What if I tried making some custom Mickey ears? You know, pick everybody's favorite Star Wars character. And then when we go around and meet all the different, you know, costume characters and the different stars that they had there, we could get those autographed. And so that kind of started it. We ended up having a really fun response from people. We got stopped by cast members, guests, you name it, asking where the ears came from. And it just kind of started, you know, the seed of this idea, you know, wondering where this could go. And so that's kind of how it started.
So you have to be, I think, maybe not, a kind of an artsy, craftsy, creative person to make some of these, because I mean, there's a lot of details, and it looks like a lot of work that's, you know, gone into making one of these.
Yeah, I have a background in sewing, so that was kind of my first start. Not really a history. I didn't go to art school. I don't have any formal training or anything like that. But my aunt each summer would teach me how to sew, and she instilled a love of crafts and things like that with me, and it's been great because I do some ears that have costuming on them and different things, and I find that all the little things that I picked up over the years have come together to work for this one project and passion. So it's just kind of an accumulation of everything, you know, coming together, and then this is what I get to do, which is so cool.
How do you, I don't want you to give away any trade secrets, but how do you come up with the different designs? Do you, you know, you wake up one morning and go, I really want to do a stitch, and you just go do it, make it happen. Is it customer request? What's the process that you use?
Mostly it's customer requests. I work in tandem with customers. They'll come to me with an idea. They'll let me know, you know, if they have a favorite character or a favorite movie. They'll give me details that I can then take, do some research, find pictures, different things. And then I sketch something up for them for their approval. And then based off of that, then we, you know, go into the final construction process. I would love, if I'm being honest, to have more time to just freely create, you know, because I do have all these ideas rolling around in my head, and I would love to make them. But time gets in the way. So, yeah. You know, mostly it's customer requests. And, you know, I enjoy those because I'm making something for somebody that has meaning to them. But it would be fun to do a little more just random creative ears, too.
Do you have a character that seems to be popping up more and more often over others?
You know, it changes. I'll go through a period where I'll get a lot of requests for a certain character, and then it kind of shifts. So it's kind of one of the things that I really enjoy about doing this, because I'm never making the same thing. It's always changing. It's always something new and it's fresh. But right now, Star Wars is really popular.
Yeah.
I also see an influx when there's events going on at the park. Like like the Princess Marathon was just going on. So I'll get some princess requests. A lot of runners wear them. It changes all the time.
When you make something custom, you know, for somebody, then do you start, making more of those for, you know, other people? Do you put that design then up in your store and say, oh, let's, you know, we can sell this. This will be great.
Yeah, I really don't. I don't do so much exclusivity so that there's just one design and I don't make it again. And I do talk to customers about that. I'm always happy to add something that's really personalized to them that stays just with them. And certainly if it's anyone else's artwork that I'm working with, then, you know, that doesn't go any further than their pair of ears. But I generally try to make most of the styles available to everyone.
When you're creating your ears, some artists have certain materials that they prefer over others. Do you have any materials that you prefer, or does it really rely on what the outfit for your ears are? Like if you're costuming in ears for a certain princess, it's a certain material, or is there a certain style that you prefer in material? What is your method of preference, I guess, is the best way to ask
the majority of what I use is felt. I use just plain craft felt and acrylic paints. And I will branch out if I have, like you mentioned, a costuming character, and I'll try to find a fabric that's close to that and create with that. But the medium I'm most comfortable with and have the most freedom with at this point is felt. And it seems like such a simple fabric, but it's great to work with. It's very malleable, a lot of flexibility.
Yeah. Are you doing any, like, custom printing of because we have friends who do their own small batch printing when they want to do something special. Like we did an event and they did a little special small batch printing of our logo. Do you do any of that kind of stuff, or is it either felt or hand drawn or something different?
I have a couple pairs of ears that I do, but primarily it's all handwork. I do have a Haunted Mansion and then a classic Disney sign. And the classic Disney sign, I use the pink park map as the background fabric, and I will print that. Nice. And then the Haunted Mansion, I'll do it. And actually, I just use my home office printer to do it.
Oh, cool. Like one of the ears that I saw that I loved was you've got a pair of Darth Maul ears.
Those were the first ones I ever made.
Oh my gosh, they were so cool. I saw them, I was like, oh, I gotta get me some of those. Because I think Darth Maul is one of the coolest characters in the prequels. And they killed him way too soon, but that's a whole other topic for a different podcast. But I thought it was cool because you had the little horns sticking out and you had the design on the ears. It was just awesome. It was just really cool.
Thank you. Those are a fun one to make.
And it looks like some of these have painting on the ears as well. And
yeah, it's changed from when I started. At the very beginning, the ears, I always left them blank. A lot of them were based on helmets or things like that. And then as requests have changed and people have asked for new and different things, then the ears have changed too. And now, for the most part, I use the entire ear as a canvas. So nice. The plastic ears have stuff on them. Sometimes I do fronts and back. You know, just depends on how much space we need to get the picture across.
Well, here's a question we probably should have asked more towards the front end. How long have you been doing this?
I started Recycle Ears in April of 2013. So just about to 4 years now that I've been offering these to the public.
That's awesome.
Yeah, pretty exciting.
Jess, how long does it typically take you, from start to finish to create one of these little masterpieces?
It really just depends. I would say that the least time consuming pair of ears that I create takes anywhere from 6 to 8 hours. I have some designs that have taken 40 to 60 plus hours. It just really depends on the intricacy of the design.
Because I'm looking at the beast ears, and it looks like there's a lot of different pieces and layers and cutting and... I don't know. It would take me forever to make those.
Yeah, there's a lot of stacked pieces to them. Yeah. I had one pair that I made not too long ago. It was Disney Afternoon cartoons, and they had all the characters. And I forget, by the time I got done counting all the individual pieces that went into it, I had 150 pieces that I cut and put together before I even got to the painting. So
that is an exceptional number of characters you're trying to fit on a set of mouse ears.
Well, I mean, it wasn't 150 characters, but I don't, if I create, say, I did Darkwing Duck, or I did Launchpad, it's not a single piece. Each piece, each body part, even his beak is separate from his head. So one character can have, 10 to 20 pieces in them. So it just depends.
That makes more sense.
Yeah.
I could not imagine not only creating it, but just wearing it, 150 characters, but pieces
that
of characters.
Intense.
Yeah, I'm sure. That's a nice set of ears you got there. Yeah, I know. It weighs 25 pounds. Yeah. Thanks.
It's like a regular headpiece.
Yeah. It was 7,000 pounds to ship. I appreciate it. I'm walking around the parks. And I lost it on a roller coaster. No!
Yeah. I noticed in your gallery on your website that you have Ashley Eckstein with a pair of ears and Stan Lee. So how did you get both of those people to wear your ears?
Well, Ashley Eckstein was really fun, and that was towards the very beginning of when I started selling Recycle Ears. And I had a customer out of Florida. He's part of the 501st. Thank you, John. He's the one that kind of really got everything rolling. And he bought a pair of X-Wing ears for me, and he's like, these are really cool. And I just met Ashley Eckstein, and she was just loving on these ears, and he was like, I want to get a pair for her. He and I teamed up together, and I made another pair of ears, and I sent them to him, and he presented them to her at Star Wars Weekend. And I was thrilled and just totally blessed that she was so excited with them. She actually wore them in the motorcade, which was totally cool. I mean, I was just, just starting out doing this. It was maybe the third or fourth pair of ears I've ever sold. Right. And here she is wearing them in a Disney parade. It was really cool.
That's got to be a good sign.
It was great. And then what was fun is her connection was then also with Steven Sansweet. who is the owner and operator of Rancho Obi-Wan in Petaluma, California. Are you familiar with him?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So he then, and I didn't realize when he ordered them, he actually ordered a pair after seeing hers at Star Wars Weekend, and they're now in the museum at Rancho Obi-Wan, too, which was really cool. And he brought them to the last Star Wars celebration, so I was just fangirling all over the place at that point. That was that was kind of the ultimate. And then you mentioned Stan Lee. That was that was awesome. That was a local Portland, has a Rose City Comic Con. Actually, you know what? I take it back. I think that was Wizard World that we went to, and he was there. And I wanted, you know, to get him to sign a pair of them. And he and the gentleman that was, I guess you would call him his handler, you know, that was there and making sure that everything was going smoothly. He's like, Stan, you've got to try these on. You've got to put them on. And so they put them on him, and the guy whipped out his camera because, you know, you're not allowed to have cameras in there. And he clicked a picture of them, and he goes, I'm going to send you this. So I have the ears. The Stan Lee is getting his own pair this spring. They're going with another one of my customers. But those are in my possession. And I got his autograph and the picture wearing them. And yeah, so that's kind of a prized possession of mine. Yeah.
Excelsior!
Exactly. Yeah.
And when you can get the character to wear the ears, I mean, that's, you know, the creator, that's fantastic.
Any bucket list folks that you want to get to wear the ears?
I didn't get him to wear them, but I did meet Peter Mayhew this last September, and I got him to sign a pair of Chewbacca ears for me. That was pretty cool. Nathan Fillion owns a pair of my ears. I made a pair of Firefly ones for him.
You love Firefly. Tell me you love Firefly.
Oh yeah. No, we've always been big fans. So
I love you so much right now. It's not even funny.
But I sent two pairs because I had an acquaintance that was friends with him. And so she's the one that delivered the ears. And then she had a second pair that she was going to have him autograph. And I've never gotten them back. And so that would be the ultimate cool, would be to have a pair of ears, you know, that were signed by Nathan Fillion too. And then do those up as Firefly. Yeah. So I still have my fingers crossed. It's been a few years, but I know they're still floating out there. So
just for Tony's sake, because I know he has no idea who we're talking about. Nathan Fillion played Castle in the TV show Castle.
Okay.
He was in a TV show on Fox that Joss Whedon, the guy that kind of helped mold the Marvel Cinematic Universe,
right?
It was on like 10 episodes, and Fox canceled it. And we're all still holding our breath that they'll bring it back. It's Cowboys in Space, literally. Cowboys in Space.
It is. Yep, it's awesome. Got to check it out.
Yeah.
That's cool.
Hey, Star Wars Celebration is coming up, Jess. Maybe now's the time to think about Mark Hamill, Harrison Ford.
Oh, yeah. Wouldn't that be awesome? Yeah, we're being in Orlando, we're gonna miss it this year, which is a bummer. We got to go last time when it was in Anaheim. But the good news is, one of the reasons I'm not doing that is that I'm going to be exhibiting at my first big show. And I'll be at Anaheim WonderCon about 2 weekends before a celebration. Wow. And so that'll be my big event for this year.
Well, you have to let us, I'll try to remember that, because we should definitely, you know, keep an eye on you and share your stuff when you post it on Facebook and stuff, just to keep up with you. That'd be kind of cool. That'd be kind of neat.
Yeah.
Oh, I had something to tell you. Harrison Ford, you should get a pair of ears that help him figure out which freaking runway to land on. Because we almost really lost Han Solo, I'm barely over Princess Leia. I don't want to lose Han Solo. Legitimately lose him. So maybe you could work on that for Mr. Ford. Maybe
I'll see what I can do. Idea.
Yeah, good luck with that.
Maybe one ear can have a compass on it.
Yeah. Do you install electronics in the ears that, you know, just, you know, make him land on the, give him a little shock when he's in the wrong
runway? A little GPS in there,
Yeah. Mr. Ford, this is the wrong runway. Mr. Ford, this is the wrong one way. You know, that'd be awesome. Okay, so let's say someone is wanting to purchase a set of ears. Ballpark it, because I know that you can probably spend as much money as you want on a set of custom ears, but if someone was just wanting to buy like a more generic set of ears, what's the cost on something like that?
Honestly, I try to keep the costs pretty accessible to everybody. So my least expensive pair of ears probably is going to run around $64. And those are the ones, you know, that we're talking about, you know, anywhere from 6 to 10 hours worth of work. I do have a couple pairs that get up into, you know, about 125 something in there, but that's, you know, that's double-sided ear hat. So
right.
the general, the most common is anywhere from about 64 to 84.
And this may sound like a stupid question, but where are you getting all the ears from?
You know what? I have, actually I have a supplier out of Florida. And they are basically, I hate to call them seconds because they're mm-hmm. not damaged ears.
Right.
But the new embroidery system that they use at the parks are certainly not infallible. Sometimes a second name will start to go or the thread will break and there's a problem with the machine. Well, Disney just puts those aside. I'm not entirely sure how they're being acquired after that point, right. But they make their way to me. And so I then take them apart, take the names out, strip them down, you know, to their bare basics, and then build them back up from there.
Hence the name Recycle Ears.
Yeah. You got it.
Yeah. That is brilliant. Yeah. What's been, and I don't want you to give away anything just in case they hear the show, but what's been the most crazy request you've had for a set of ears?
Most
outrageous, crazy, extreme, extravagant.
And you know what? I did have somebody contact me at one point that did kind of have the 150 characters thing in mind. And I kind of had to go, you know, I'm not thinking that this is probably so realistic. And we were able to pare it down. But probably the most intense pair of ears I've done and the most outside of my comfort zone and just, I can't believe I'm making these. I did a pair of Loki ears.
Ooh,
and I did that. I mean, it had to have been maybe a year into doing it. So I was still learning the process and figuring out how I was doing it. And, you know, I kind of drew up the sketch for her and, you know, I had the horns going off the top and the whole thing. And she's like, no, I want it to look like his helmet. And so we got an, and I built down off the bottom of it and it had the full headpiece. And then we went for the full on horns. And I always wanted to see her walking through the park wearing these because they were just so out there. But, you know, it was foam and sculpting and sanding and all this stuff to get them done. And it was one that I got done with it. And I went, wow, that was really fun. I'm never doing that again.
Wow. Now, did you inscribe Puny God on the back?
I did not, but that would have been a fantastic idea.
That would have been good. Puny God.
You know, some of these, I you know, after looking at the pictures, I think maybe could use some lights or sound effects, like maybe like Darth Vader's, you know, maybe those things would light up, but where would you stuff all the lights?
I am getting into that some.
Oh, okay. All right.
Yep. No, I've quite a bit I've been using lights. Just starting to get into sound, I found this great little, just is a little sew-in MP3 that
okay.
you can hook up. It's got, you know, the off on button, and I did a pair of Tiki Room ears and just send that. So whoever's walking by and, you know, then has the Tiki Room song stuck in their head, I'm sorry. But those do play. And I have plans for, I can't wait to make these. This is on my list of want to's. I love the Haunted Mansion, and I really want to do a set of ears that have the busts from the graveyard scene that are
nice.
Singing and have the ears play Grim Grinning Ghosts. I think
nice.
That would just be the coolest. Yeah, no, it's not my expertise or my comfort zone, you know,
yeah.
So I'm learning how the electrics work and, you know, making it small enough, but it's something that I'm definitely working towards.
That'd be cool if somebody had a set of ears that had like the voice modulator in it, like you could talk into a little microphone and out of the mouse ears comes Darth Vader's voice.
Oh, that would be cool.
I would like 2 Casey's hot dogs, please.
I'll have to talk to the 501st. I think they have that that technology available. I'll see if I can work
amazing.
With one of them.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That'd
be cool.
Great. That's a great idea, John. I love that idea.
We're full of it or full of them, whichever one comes first.
Oh, gosh. All right. So, Jess, where can people go to buy and order the Recycle Ears?
I do have a website. It's recycleears.com. I will be perfectly upfront with you right now, though. It is woefully due for an update. Things kind of took off and got so busy that the website got built up, but it's missing a lot of the stuff that I've done over the last year or two. So really, the best place to go is Facebook. And I have a page on there. You just go to Facebook and type in Recycle Ears, and it'll bring up my page. And you can see all the latest work that I've done. You can either message me through, you know, just my timeline or a Facebook message, and we can discuss orders. And that's the best way to see what I've been working on and what your options are.
And that would probably be the best place if they want to get in touch with you, is to message you, kind of like what I did.
Yeah, no, that's perfect.
Facebook it is. It's probably facebook.com/recycleears if you want to find it. Jess. So go check it out. Jess, thanks for coming on and talking about this. I actually saw somebody had posted a picture, and she did a hashtag recycleears, and that's how I found you. And then when I went to your website, I was like, wow, that's crazy. Yep. I appreciate you coming on and talking about this because it's fascinating. And I love that, you know, people with the Disney passion, you know, get out there and create things, you know, based on their Disney passion. So
yeah, I feel really, really blessed to do it. And I thank you so much for having me on here. It's been a lot of fun, and I appreciate it.
Hopefully you won't be inundated with a ton of orders that you can't fulfill.
That'd be okay.
All right, that's good. If you want to go check her out, she's going to be at WonderCon, so go check her out there, too, if you want to see them in person. All right, so thanks for coming on, Jess, and
thank you.
We'll see you in the parks.
The Disney Parks Podcast is not affiliated with the Walt Disney Company. All Disney parks, attractions, lands, shows, event names, etc. are registered trademarks of the Walt Disney Company.
Like a boat out of the blue, fate steps in and sees you through.